This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, I'm of course Sean Walsh, joined as always by Mark Simmons. You are listening to the Newsish Radio show. There was a bit of a problem there.
Yeah.
That wasn't my fault.
Wasn't it?
I'm not taking responsibility. No, it wasn't.
What happened then?
Well, just one of the things wasn't up.
Well, you should have put it up.
No, but I didn't know. That's never happened before.
Oh, right.
So I didn't know.
Fair enough.
Okay, so here we are. Right, that's that really.
Where's the... need to the rundown.
And my bell's... The bell's missing. The dong.
The
we normally have the dong. The dong's good.
What dong?
The dong. Yeah, the dong.
Oh, right.
The dong and the bell for the rundown of the show.
Yeah, don't point at the computer screen and say the dong's not there anymore.
Right, look, just do the boing or whatever it is.
But there's not a boing, is it? We've said this before.
Just do the bell noise.
Well, I can't... What?
Dong.
What?
Coming up, we'll be looking at the broadsheet headlines and the tabloid headlines. That will be followed by Mark Simmons' joke of the week. Then we'll be moving on to local gossip with sports news from my dad. And of course, closing with the weather from our special guest, comedian Tanya Edwards. But first, it's... Save it for the radio show.
Yeah.
This is the section of the show where myself and Mark just sort of catch up on air.
I haven't seen you for 2 weeks.
I know, because I've been away.
We didn't even do a show last week.
No. Instead, they played a best of. Yeah, already, we've got a best of.
They didn't trust me to do it on my own. It'd be really bad, wouldn't it?
No, it'd be good.
No, it wouldn't.
I was thinking, because I'm really jet lagged.
Yeah, you are.
I just got back yesterday. I'm feeling fuzzy. I feel like I keep sinking into the ground. You know when you wake up in the middle of the night for a wee?
Yeah,
you know that stroll you do to the toilet, and you're sort of your head's all over the place.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? You're blurry.
Yeah, you just woke up.
That's how I feel constantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a great show.
It's going to be electric.
Yeah.
So I've been in America. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. Anything interesting happen in America, Sean?
Well, what? Oh,
why did you go to America,
well,
Sean?
Well, basically, I sum it up? Right. Have you got any glue? Because I think I broke something. And by that, I mean a country made of states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. America.
Yeah.
So.
No, I went out there to have meetings with, like, production companies and channels and distribution companies. So I went to Disney, I went to Warner Brothers, I went to Universal, to Fox. Yeah.
What were they talking to you about?
The ideas.
Really?
Bouncing off each other. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Good to be back.
Can you talk about the ideas?
Well, these meetings, they're called generals. I don't know if this is... Is this interesting?
I yeah.
Well, you go... Wasn't convincing.
Well, I think I find it interesting, but then I was thinking, do the viewers find it? Listeners?
Viewers?
Find it? Viewers. They can look at us on the old webcam.
Right. No, they can't.
If this bit gets made into a clip, they can.
Okay, right. And I'm really giggly today as well. So basically, you have these meetings called generals, which are where you meet producers, development managers, all the people upstairs. In the suits.
Yeah.
And it's more... They're called generals because it's more about getting to know you. And do they want to work with you? This is all apparently, by the way.
And do they want to work with you?
And to be taken with a pinch of rosemary salt. What?
Do they want to work with you?
We'll see.
Oh, so it's one of those is sort of... If something comes up that they think you'll be suited for.
So obviously you're in the meeting and then you'll say something like... that brings me to an idea that I had. I've got this idea.
How are you in meetings and things like that? Because it's a bit like an interview, isn't it? Did you feel like it was like an interview?
Well, the first one, I sort of wore closest to a suit that I could without wearing a suit. You know, so black jeans, blazer, whatever, and a shirt. And then realised that was far too formal.
Oh, was it?
And then, and then went, well, I didn't go completely the other way. And then I turned up in a dressing gown, but
have you ever had to do a job interview before?
I once did an interview with JJB Sports, from JJB Sports.
JJB Sports, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not around anymore, is it?
No, it's that's DW Sports. It's been changed to DW Sports.
Is it?
Which, they don't really have stores. But anyway, and I wore, so embarrassing.
Did you wear like a tracksuit to sort of go in, fit in?
No, I wore like, JJB Sports is still going.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure about that. That's that's our producers
but
telling
got a different
us that.
Producer
but
I'm not sure. And I'm not sure whether they're up to standard.
Yeah, we're not. They've got a website. Store details. Lily White's.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. But I don't think you have... Because JJB Sports was the green and blue logo.
Yeah.
Like in a sort of... what's the name of the shape that's a... This is jet lag.
Times New Roman?
What's the name... No, what's the
Aerial.
Name of... What? Just let me finish. What's the name of the shape that's a like a squashed circle?
Oblong.
Is it?
Oval.
Is it? I don't know. I'm
egg.
Asking you. Tell me. No. Egg is squashed. Egg is like squashed and then turned round.
Egg squashed at the top.
Yeah. Oh God.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Oh God, you've got to pull. You've got to hold this show together today because I'm jet lagged.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
So we're talking about you being meeting. Oh, interviews, job interviews and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I went to JJB Sports and I had short hair. So like just a normal standard French crop.
Yeah.
And I wore. An Alice band.
Oh, really?
Like, because I saw like David Beckham.
Yeah.
Wear an Alice band, but he had long hair. So I went in with, like, a short French crop, so...
Did that get you the job?
But it didn't even hold my hair back. So I put the Alice band on, but my hair was too short, it would come out. So I just had, like, an Alice band in the centre of my head. I must have looked insane.
Did you get it?
Definitely not.
You didn't get the job, no.
No. I wore Timberland boots
right.
And a huge... I wore a huge camo parka jacket.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know what was going on.
You look like a lunatic.
Yeah. There you go. So I have had a job interview. Yeah. There you go.
It didn't go very well.
No.
Oh. But this went better.
Which one?
The new thing.
Oh, the meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was fine. It's exhausting. Well, it was like...
So it's quite exciting, isn't it, going there to LA?
Oh, it's cool being at Warner Brothers and stuff. I would put it this way, I'm happy to be home.
Are you?
Yeah. Just being on the tube today, all those miserable faces. Everyone looks like they're thinking about how they're going to die.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's good to be home.
And then you realise it was a reflection in the mirror.
Yeah, I mean, that is normally how I look. But when I get tweets, Sean, cheer up.
Yeah.
What do you want me to be smiling about?
Yeah.
But in LA, that is what they're doing. There's too much smiling, right? All the meetings, all the talking to people, the amount you smile, genuinely, my jaw hurt. I noticed, oh, my jaw's... And I wasn't laughing. I laughed once...
Why were
in 10 days?
Because they were smiling.
They were smiling. You have to smile. You have to sort of like keep up with them, just smiling about everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at that.
So
not into
false,
smiling.
It's all false, is it?
Everything's false. The face, the skin, the teeth, it's all false. Everyone talking about how great everything is.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's not you at all, is it?
It's exhausting. I did not naturally fit in. I went for it and pretended
I'd love to have seen that.
Oh, it was awful. I just was putting the word great in every other sentence. Great, great to be here. Great, I love the place, love the building, love the desk, love your pen, your pencil. Great hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Well done. I've been
Thank
busy
you.
As well.
Saw Danny DeVito, by the way.
I did. Saw Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
How did you see Danny DeVito?
It was just in a restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he
sat behind me.
Was he? Did you see him standing up? Like, how small is he?
Very small. I've seen him in London as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he recognise
And he's
you?
Replied to me on Twitter.
What did you say to him?
When I first started Twitter, what I did is I sort of had this character that was deluded and thought he was famous and only tweeted famous people, inviting them to a house party that he was going to have on New Year's Eve.
What are you on about?
Yeah. So what happened is, so the character I was doing was insane.
Was it called Sean Walsh?
But yeah, but this is the problem. I kept it as Sean Walsh, so I should have actually just made another Twitter account because it was really fun. And he thought that the only reason Danny DeVito wasn't going to the house party was because Danny DeVito nicked Russell Brand's coat. So I was tweeting Russell Brand going, look, mate, let me talk to Danny DeVito. I'll find out if he's got your coat. And I kept on tweeting Danny DeVito until eventually I tweeted him, just be honest with me, mate. We've known each other for years. Do you have Russell Brand's coat? And he just tweeted back, no.
That would look massive on him.
Huh?
That would look massive on him.
Yeah. There you go. So that's what I've been up to. And I'm really jet lagged. And I had a sleeping pill last night to try and wake up for this.
Right.
But if you're going to take a strong American sleeping pill, don't take it after watching Blue Planet.
Why?
Because your dreams are insane.
Oh, really?
I had a dream that I went back to school, but now my school was under the ocean.
Did you?
Was in the ocean, and all my teachers were fish. And I got given a tour around my old school by this strange, like, sort of... Like, it was like a killer whale slash squid. And it ate daffodils. That sounds like some sort of Noel Fielding routine, but that really was my dream.
You should give that to him.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I've been up to.
Very nice. Very good. I went to the dentist. I hadn't been for quite a while. I didn't like my dentist before. He was really horrible.
What do you mean he was horrible?
Just not friendly at all. And just
English.
Sit
I love
there.
It. Good. Good man.
But
that's what I'd want.
But
now.
It was a different one this time.
Right.
And she was really nice. But he was really horrible to me last time. Like,
why?
Well, I hadn't been for a little while, and I had to have some fill-ins, right? And he gave me gave me loads of stick about not. At the time, I wasn't flossing, and I do now. I floss a lot, Sean.
Do you?
Yeah, like probably too much.
You've got good teeth.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah. But he said because I had to pay for the work.
Yeah.
Which I can't remember. It came to sort of quite a few, like 300 quid or something. And he said, well, if you'd have flossed, you wouldn't have had to pay that money.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, oh, actually, I went the way I worked it out, that if I'd bought floss ever since I had, like, adult teeth, if you added it all up, it would come to more than I spent on the fillings.
I love that you did that.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks, yeah. Just
you should
really
go back and tell him that.
He's not there anymore. Yeah. But anyway, you should floss.
Okay, all right. So if there's anything to learn from this podcast, it's that you should floss. There you go.
Do you like the dentist? I imagine you'd be scared of the dentist.
No, I actually like I like hospitals and I like the dentist.
Do you?
Strangely, yeah. Because they're there to save you.
Dentists don't save you.
Well, they save your mouth.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah. I like it. They're looking after your teeth. Yeah. Look, we've got to crack on. This is a news show.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about the news yet.
No, there we go. So let's look at the broadsheets.
Oh,
take
exciting.
A look at the headlines.
Brexit. Yeah. Brexit City.
There is a bit of Brexit. Sorry, I'm leaning away from the mic. There is a bit of Brexit.
What's happening?
In the Times, Brexit secretary angry at interference by Gove and Johnson. We're not going to go into that, though.
No.
Go on. What were you going to ask?
What's the Brexit secretary?
The Brexit secretary.
So once Brexit happened, they got a secretary.
Yeah, but not what you're thinking of. I know you're thinking of someone
taking phone calls.
Yeah, arranging meetings. No. Putting stuff in the bin. No, this is the person that is like sort of dealing, managing Brexit.
Oh, right. So they just created a job. So that's good. So Brexit's actually got, created jobs.
There you go. There's some spin.
Yeah.
So the headlines generally, the big story of the day in broadsheet world is May.
Oh, no.
What's happened? Stop it. I don't know what I pressed.
Quick, press it. Turn it down.
Hang on. Oh, no. Oh, God.
What is that?
What
is that?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What was that?
I chucked the paper.
That's not even a song. Why is that even on the system?
It was Russia. It was Russia meddling with our show.
You should have put that on the background when you're doing your surreal story underwater.
Oh, that was from me chucking the papers.
So that is what it's about, Russia.
On the keys. Yeah. Right. Basically, this is in the Times, May attacks Russia over propaganda war on West. That's again repeated in the I. I'm dropping the papers. It's all over the place. Russia poses threat to world order, warns May. Do you want to hear about this?
Well, not overly, but go on.
Well,
I'm not that bothered, but yeah.
Well, we have to. It's a news show. Okay, so May accuses Russia of trying to undermine Western society.
Right.
Yeah. Theresa May last night launched a searing attack on Russia, accusing Moscow of attempting to undermine Western society before warning, we're now warning Vladimir Putin, we know what you are doing and you will not succeed.
Why do they always go, Moscow are doing something? Like, the whole city. No one says that about London's attack. Like, there's so many people with different opinions.
Yeah.
That's so weird, isn't it?
I know what you mean.
The other
it'd be like calling you, Mark, by like your area.
Yeah,
or something.
Wheelbarrow Town.
Here I am with Wheelbarrow Town.
Yeah.
Wheelbarrow Town on the show with Brighton. Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
There you go.
So they're meddling.
So this is what happened. In one of her most forthright condemnations of Russia's leader, the Prime Minister accused Russia of weaponising information and meddling in elections. All right? So the Prime Minister's speech comes at a time when MPs and Remain supporters are questioning now, this is interesting, whether Russia was involved in the Brexit vote, following claims social media sites may have been used by the operatives to post leave messages.
Did they do that?
Well, it's being suggested.
What would it have said from Russia? would have been posted as Russia if any know it was.
Well, I don't, like, you can, you know, like on Facebook, you can pay Facebook money to sort of promote
something.
So Russia will have paid Facebook money to promote Leave.
Why don't they just ask Facebook if they did?
Yeah, there you go. Fair point.
Then they'd know for sure.
But basically, she's now. Do you want to, I'm going to read you the entire statement.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's serious now.
Okay.
It's getting serious. Russia's illegal annexation, is that the word?
Oh, no.
Crimea, is that...
That's like four words in and I don't know what half of them are.
Oh, I don't know if I've said them right. Was the first time since the Second World War that one sovereign nation has forcibly taken territory from another in Europe. So invaded a country taken over.
Hang on. Well, that doesn't happen. Hang on, when's that happened?
Well, I don't know when it's happened, but it's the first time since the Second World War that
what?
It has.
It's happened recently. No, they haven't. What do they mean by that?
It's Crimea.
That's
the word
how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Right, that tells us what it is, though, is it?
It's a country. It's a country?
Oh, it's in the Crimean Wars. I've heard of that.
There you go. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. Since then, Russia has fomented conflict in the Donbass region.
Why have you chose to read this paragraph out? There's too many words that we don't know.
That's what we've got to do, mate. That's what this is about.
All right, go on then. Keep going.
Do you want to read what Crimea is?
Oh, do I have to do some reading?
Yeah, go on. Crimea.
Exactly. She spotted a word that you don't know how to pronounce, so I've got to do it.
Well, that was to be said Crimea.
That says peninsula, Sean.
Yeah, I know that. Go on. Crimea is a peninsula on the northern coast of the Black Sea in Eastern Europe that is almost completely surrounded by both the Black Sea and the smaller sea of Azov to the northeast.
Yeah.
We've got to go to local gossip soon.
Have we?
We're meant to go to a song.
Oh, yeah, we are. But we need to. What do I con, Sean?
Let me just finish this quote. Yeah. Right, okay. Right. Since then, Russia has fomented conflict in the Donbass, repeatedly violated the national airspace of several European countries, and mounted a sustained campaign of cyber espionage and disruption. This has included meddling in elections and hacking the Danish Ministry of Defence and the Bundestag, amongst many others. So I have a very simple message for Russia. We know what you are doing, and you will not succeed because you underestimate the resilience of our democracies and the commitment of Western nations to the alliances that bind us. The UK will do what is necessary to protect ourselves and work with our allies to do likewise. That was Theresa May, not me.
You know, Churchill used to have quotes and you'd remember them now. You'd never remember that, would you?
Yeah.
That's like two.
Well, yeah, we know what you're doing. That's not a great quote, is it? We know what you're doing.
We know what you're doing.
Have you ever warned anyone? She's warning Russia now. Have you ever had to give a warning?
Give a warning.
Do you know what I mean? Like threaten? Like
when I was
a warning.
I threatened someone that I break their legs.
Why? What?
There
you're
was
the
an
nicest,
kid.
Friendliest. Is this because of the ninja stuff you do?
No, because that's the opposite. You're not supposed to do that. But he was. I think he was giving one of my mates a bit of hassle. So I just warned him.
Stuck up for your mate. That is cool.
And then, oh my god, I forgot about this. All the people from my class, we all left my. No, it was before we were going to a class. And you know at school when everyone gets excited if they think there's going to be a fight?
Yes. Quality.
And it was all going to kick off. And then my entire form came. It was like an army sort of following me to this thing. And then
you felt like a leader.
Yeah, but it was one of those things where I'd said this, but I wasn't really going to back it up.
Yeah, of course not.
And now there's all these people there. And they're like, what do I want to do?
Mark.
I always remember that he'd heard that I do taekwondo, apparently. Yeah. I don't think he wanted to get involved, but he didn't want to show that he wasn't. Yeah. And he said something about what you're going to do. I'm sure. I don't know.
What are you going to do? Roundhouse kick me?
No, I think he said, what are you going to do? Throw me up on that roof. I remember that as a quote, and I can't remember anything else about it.
See, that's a quote you'd remember. Theresa May had said something like that to Putin. What are you going to do? Throw me on a roof?
No. What are you going to... I'm going to throw you on... I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Look, let's just go to a song.
Yeah.
I think, okay? And then we'll come back, and when we come back from the song, it's time for Look at the Tabloids and Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week. But now, it's Stockholm Syndrome by Blink-182.
Let's go. Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
It's the wonderful David Schneider.
I met Armando at Oxford, yeah. And we used to have a sort of loose sort of double act. Everyone would go and get drunk, and we'd just cycle back to one of our rooms to have a cup of coffee and a hobnob or whatever. Cut to 33 years later, it's a world premiere in Toronto of his movie, which I co-wrote.
Yeah.
There's this amazing party, acrobats and a vodka fridge you can walk into, all this and, just, and all the sort of film world is there. Arm and I, we're so old now, if there's lots of people talking in the room, we can't really hear. So we just left and went and got an ice cream.
Right? I like that there's still that, there's a continuity there.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. Okay, so...
My mum was really shocked in the last episode. Is it an episode, what we do? With the Blink-182 song that you chose. She just couldn't believe it, that you're allowed to play it.
Does she listen to the show live?
I think she listens to it on FUBAR, which I think is...
You could call it episode or show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The I want to fuck a
dog.
It's
called Fuck a Dog. The song's called Fuck a Dog.
Yeah,
and it's about having anal sex with a dog.
Yeah, she wasn't too keen on that song.
No, I think it was before they got darker.
Yeah.
More serious. Anyway, so it's time for Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Love it. So I was talking to my mum about the potential of Kim Jong-un launching a nuclear rocket at us. And she says he needs a good telling off, but I hope she doesn't do it, because when I was a kid and she wanted me to stop doing something, she'd go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good. Enjoyed that. Well done. Topical jokes from Mark Simmons. It's good.
Punchline to a joke, that one, because there's not a set bang where you laugh. I did it live and it sort of gets a laugh all the way sort of through it.
And fades out, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Okay, so that was your joke of the week. It's now time for... Keith, have you heard what happened to Debbie's daughter?
No, what happened?
She's been kicked out of school again.
Not again.
Oh, yeah, not again, yeah.
What's she done this time?
Oh, you're not going to believe it. She had a fag during PE, apparently.
Really? What sport?
What? Rugby.
She was playing rugby.
She played rugby. She had a fag and a teacher said, "Oh, stop smoking." And she said, "No, I'm not smoking." And do you know what she said next? She said, "I'm not doing rugby because it's for boys and lesbos." That's what she said. Come on. Carry on with it. The snot bubble came out. Come on.
What punishment has she got?
Well, she's been kicked out of school again, mate. It's been so many times she's getting kicked out of school. None of the other schools have accepted her because she's such a naughty girl. So now Debbie's having to self-school, like homeschool her.
What was the thing that she did the last time?
Well, the last time she tried to... do you remember one of those blue mats that you get in PE? Yeah. She tried to set a fire to one of them. She did. She covered it in Tippex, which is highly flammable, and it warns you on the thing, and she tried to set it on fire. That's what she did. I know. Yeah. Terrible.
So
but the thing is, Debbie's Debbie's trying to homeschool her, right? Yeah. But the thing is, Debbie knows everything that she knows from EastEnders and TOWIE and embarrassing bodies.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that's the thing, like, you know.
But what does Debbie do as a job?
What does Debbie don't have job? Come on, man. You know Debbie not working years. You know that. I can't believe it, man. Marbella is her daughter's name. Marbella.
Is it?
And do you know why?
Is it where she was conceived?
No. It's where she was meant to be conceived, but they got turned round on the plane. They weren't even allowed in Marbella, so they called her Marbella because that's where they were going. But actually, they ended up flying back to Luton. Which is her brother's name. It's local gossip.
Yeah.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi there, how you doing? How's it back? How's it? You know, been back.
Back from LA is what you mean?
Yeah.
I've just got to explain to any new listeners what this section is, because the sort of the intro jingle doesn't really sum up what the show is. This is local gossip. This is obviously a news show, so we ring my mum to find out the news from the local area of where I'm brought up. That's right, isn't it, mum?
Yes, indeed it is.
But a little tradition that we've started, which I quite like, is Mark doing Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week to you to see your reaction. So, Mark, do you want to give it a go?
Oh, okay, yeah. It's quite a long one.
Yeah.
So I was talking to my mum about the potential Kim Jong-un launched a nuclear rocket at us, and she said he needs a good telling off. But I hope she doesn't do it, because when I was a kid and she wanted me to stop doing something, she'd just go five, four, three, two, one.
Ah. Yeah.
What do you reckon of that?
Yeah, it's all right.
Go.
That's a good, yeah, it's a good response.
So, mum, it's been a couple of weeks since we've done the show, because I was out there... America. So, what's been going down?
Well, my bathroom is being done at the moment, and the tiles are going up. And I've got these tiles which have got silver bits. They're quartz tiles.
Oh, right.
Which cost £1,000. So they've been put up at the moment.
That's a lot of money, and that's money that I gave you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm spending it wisely.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
It's taking quite a while, the bathroom.
That's what
it?
I think. Why is it taking so long?
It's the toilet in the right.
Because the tiles I wanted weren't in stock, so it delayed everything, and we had to wait.
So last time we spoke to you, the toilet was being delivered, which is what Mark was referencing.
Yeah,
so did the toilet get fit in? Is that all good?
Yeah, that's there, but it's not installed yet because the tiles are going to be done. So the tiling, that's what's happening now.
So you're installing the toilet, that's to come?
Yes.
I only think of installing as like with the computers now. You don't think of installing as like a physical act. Mum?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it's all happening here.
Okay, that's good.
And just like to say that oh, so much better than B&Q. A billion times better. So it's NW Construction. If anyone needs kitchen and bathrooms done, phone up NW Construction.
Cool. And they are definitely better than B&Q. Do not get anything.
A billion times better. Remember, it's Nikki and Ollie doing it.
Yeah, no, I know that. It's our neighbours from when I grew up. B&Q, a disaster. Don't, Mark, please never buy anything from B&Q.
Anyone
please.
Go to bloody B&Q.
Why? What happened?
They left me with a bucket and a tap for about 3 weeks. And unbelievable. Mm. They wouldn't do the work they were set out to do. It went on for 3 months.
Awful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So any other news?
The Dingles haven't sold their bungalow. They're still there. And their place is like a junkyard.
Right.
And they just like rev up bloody bikes in the backyard and everything. They just, everybody hates them, you know.
In the back garden, they rev up bikes?
Yes.
Why are they revving up bikes in the back garden?
I don't know, because they're bloody morons, that's why. You know.
Okay.
And they look like those guys out of the blimmin'... What's that film? Deliverance, like hillbillies.
Right.
Unbelievable. So, anyway,
Have you complained or anything to the council?
Everybody has. Everybody.
And they're not doing anything?
Well, not yet. Not yet, but, you know, we'll wait and see. So that's really, you know, not much else happening. I've seen Piers and, you know, blah, blah. Everything's good.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Cool.
And do you reckon the bathroom will be done by next week?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and you'll all have to come round and I'll charge you.
We'll come round and look at the bathroom.
Or you can send us a picture and we'll tweet it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So,
Oh, you're going to come in for the Christmas... When we do a Christmas special, you're going to come into the studio?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, that's on the 19th of December.
Okay, yeah, do that. We'll be on with
Joe Lycett.
I just want to say hello to all my fans. Hi,
okay,
everyone.
Right, we'll be on the 19th of December. We might be on with Joe Lycett, who's going to come into the studio. Do you know him?
Who?
Joe Lycett, comedian.
Joe Lycett.
I think he's gay.
Nikki, have you heard of Joe Lycett?
He's bisexual.
No. Okay. I haven't.
All right.
Nikki hasn't.
Fair enough. All right. Well, he's big. Okay. All right. Well, now, is Dad there? Because we've got to do sports news.
Yeah, he's just woken up. Hold on.
Okay, cool.
Hold on.
The jingle's right, missing.
There you go.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sports news. Hey, Dad, how's it going?
Not too bad. Just
cool.
Waiting for this football match tonight.
Oh, yeah, because it's the big game. It's the World Cup qualifier. Ireland Denmark, is it?
That's it, yeah, that's it.
Is it the second leg?
Second leg. 0-0 the first leg.
Okay, so, where is it?
Dublin. Yeah, Viva, you know where they used to play the rugby.
And what are the chances? How's it looking?
It could go either way. The trouble is we can't score, and Denmark have that Eriksen, you know, the Tottenham player.
Oh, dear.
He's the only standout player. But we don't have a standout player, really. Yeah. We always used to have, you know, someone like Roy Keane, you know, that the rest of the team could...
Or Robbie Keane.
Or the rest of the team, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's fingers crossed. We just either going to be lucky or unlucky. It'll be, it's so extreme. It's one thing or the other. We either do or we don't. There's no middle ground, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And where are you watching it?
I might go down to Stewart's. It depends. I'd have to talk to him. Yeah.
Okay.
I was asleep when he rang earlier. But it's such a game that I might just watch the England match and just keep it on and keep going on the telly. You know, it depends how the horse would go this afternoon.
If they win, are they definitely qualifying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a qualifier.
I thought, didn't you have to do a few qualifiers?
Yeah, it's,
work your way.
Well, now it's the playoffs to qualify.
Oh, okay. And
yeah,
this is the final.
And Italy,
yeah, the qualifiers are finished.
Italy were knocked out of the playoffs yesterday.
That's right. Yeah, that's a big loss.
What?
Yeah.
They're not going to be in the World Cup.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Italy aren't going to be in the World Cup.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Did you watch the game?
I didn't. No, did you?
No.
No,
are you looking forward to club football returning after the international break?
I am, to be perfectly honest, I am. Are you going to the match against Villa, by the way?
Yes, Saturday? Yes.
Is Piers going, I suppose?
I don't think so, he's got work.
Oh.
Yeah.
I might go, but it's such a... I'm just getting too lazy hauling my arse up, you know?
I know, you're always welcome, but you have to blow your nose properly.
Yeah, I can do that.
Because you're getting runny nose, and it's really embarrassing. Okay. cool. All right. Well, that's fine. That's great, Dad. Thank you. That was.
You like the States anyway, yeah?
I prefer New York to LA.
Yeah, LA's all spread out, isn't it?
It's all spread out, and there's a lot of smiling.
Oh, it's have a nice day, writ large.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, no, that's a bit hard work. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well, look, I'll let you go. Enjoy yourself.
Cheers, Dad. Thank you.
Take care. Come on.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. That was local gossip with my mum and sports news with my dad.
I learned quite a lot in the old sports news then.
Yeah.
I can't believe Italy. Where was the last time they didn't qualify for the World Cup?
Oh, it's 70 years ago, something mad. 50, what? 70
and
years
why
ago.
Why is that happening?
Why?
Yeah,
they got beaten by the other team.
No, but are they just not very good?
They're not as good as they used to be, yeah.
Wow.
Apparently, it's not actually an upset when you look at the standard of players. Apparently. Anyway,
okay.
Look.
I see.
Look, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Let's crack on with...
Wheelbarrowtown News.
Wheelbarrowtown News.
Yeah, I've got the newsletter. I brought it with me this week. A little bit of community spirit going on. So they had a village tidy day. I didn't know about it, so I didn't get involved. Thanks to those who turned out for the tidy.
Should we expect... Sorry, just for any new listeners, because we might get them.
Yeah.
They won't have a clue what's going on.
Oh, yeah, Wheelbarrowtown is...
So we talked to my mum to find out the local gossip... in the area that I was brought up in.
Yeah.
And then we read the newsletter of the weird, strange... Because Mark's
village.
From like a village. It's weird. You can see sheep.
Weird.
It is weird. You're
is
a weird,
weird
country
that,
boy.
But that's where it always used to be. They never used to be.
Yes, used to be.
Yeah.
Key word. We used to do lots of things that we don't do anymore. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, so Village Tidy Day.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying thanks to everyone who turned out. Sounds like quite a good lot of people.
Nice.
But then when it was a warm, dry day and not too much litter, but enough for a sack. That was it. One sack.
One sack of litter.
For a tidy day. Seems like a waste of time, doesn't it?
Everyone got together to clean up
Wheelbarrow
Town?
They walked around and they picked up all the litter. Would you get involved with something like that?
Definitely not.
Why not?
I don't like joining in.
So you wouldn't do it on your own?
Or doing stuff.
But I think it's quite nice that they all did it, but it just seems a bit... you'd be a bit annoyed, wouldn't you, if you set aside the day just for one sack of rubbish.
I'm getting the impression that these people are of the elderly variety, and the people of the elderly variety like to clean, don't they?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
You end up, you start cleaning your own street, picking up litter outside your house. Then it goes, yeah, then it goes into your street, and then you end up like sort of cleaning wherever you go.
Someone did something on their own to help the community, and they got told off in here as well.
Go on.
So it's triangle outside the Rose and Crown. So it's like a grassy triangle bit.
Yeah.
After a recent fundraising event at the Rose and Crown, a kind person...
Yeah.
Sprayed weed killer or another fluid on the grass within the curbed area, killing approximately 25% of the grass. I'm not sure why someone would want to do this, but the grass should recover in spring. So they're having a bit of a pop at them.
Who's writing this stuff?
I don't know, there is probably a
Are there pictures?
Somewhere. No, there's not pictures, but they're, I mean, they're probably busy. Oh.
This is the sort of weird stuff
Nick
you get
Smith
in the country. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, and also the notice board still isn't being closed properly.
That's Is it not? It's still not being closed properly.
Every single month.
Okay.
I feel like I should do something about it.
You should go and close it.
What? Yeah, but I can't just go every day and close it. It needs to be a community thing, doesn't it?
Right in.
I wonder if they put a sign on
it. If you're listening, close the bloody notice board, would you?
Yeah, properly.
Right. Okay. Oh, by the way, Italy not qualified for the World Cup for the first time in 60 years.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. So, okay, so that was local gossip with Will Barrowtown and my mother.
Yeah.
Let's move on to...
Tabloid news.
We've
got a few things, interesting things. I don't know what you want to sort of go for, because you've got I'm
well,
a Celebrity.
Well, I see this as your section.
So you've got I'm a Celebrity and Boris Johnson's dad.
Well, we have a connection to I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, one of our friends is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, Shappy Kosandi.
Yeah.
Comedian. She's currently 8-1 to win.
Is that good?
It's average.
Okay, fine. So, that's good. Good odds.
Jamie. It doesn't say who he is, actually.
I've got a bit of a cold, so I keep sniffing.
Oh, you're like your dad.
Yeah, go on.
Jamie something. Why have it... Jamie...
Does it not
Lomas?
Say?
Is Jamie Lomas, is it?
I have no idea who these people are.
Oh, no, they haven't.
It's from Hollyoaks.
Surnames.
Jamie Hollyoaks. There you go.
That was it. He's 4-1 for some reason. So he's the favourite, and the least is Amir Khan. I think he's going to be out first.
Amir Khan?
Yeah, Amir Khan's in it.
The boxer?
Yeah.
Well, yes, obviously. Why have I said that?
Really?
I'm just surprised.
He came up in a conversation the other day. Apparently, like, he has a bit of a speech problem because he got hit in the head too many times or something.
Yeah.
Someone said to me.
Well, apparently boxing isn't good for you. Yeah.
No. So, yeah.
There you go. Well, good luck, Shappy.
Yeah, I think Shappy will do well, actually. I don't know
we both know
like,
Shappy. I love Shappy. She's great.
I don't know how she's
upbeat.
Do.
She's fun. She's very, very chatty.
I think
so. There'll be lots of talk going on.
And also, they did. There's something in the other paper, not the Sun, in the Star. They reckon Boris's dad might clash because she's publicly sort of criticised Boris's.
Well, she's very left.
Yeah.
Boris's dad in the jungle.
yeah, that's the biggest news.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
He looks just like him.
This is all PR. Because what's going to happen... what I'm afraid of is actually the public end up liking him.
Yeah.
There's all that danger. They end up liking him and then you end up voting... Oh, Stanley Johnson.
Yeah, Stanley, yeah.
There you go.
So there's that. And then Ollie Mers has... I don't think this is news.
Go on. Well, that's what the tabloids are. They're
front
not
page
news.
As well. Ollie Mers apparently is having a relationship with Melanie Sykes.
Okay, which was Melanie Sykes again?
She was one that did the thing with Des and Mel, like did with.
Oh yeah,
that was quite a good show. But that's quite a while ago.
Which means quite a good show, was it?
It was like a daytime show. Yeah, Des O'Connor.
It's so
cracking.
The sort of show you would like.
Des O'Connor, can't go wrong with Des O'Connor. It was good. It had a bit of variety on.
How old are you?
It's
like a 60-year-old woman.
BS.
Do you like loose women?
I don't watch it unless I'm sort of
unless,
at home.
Unless what?
I'd
unless
watch
you're
it.
At home.
I'd watch
I can't
it.
Believe.
No loose women.
Hang on, mate. No one
what's
watches.
Loose?
No one watches loose women unless they're at home. Oh, we can go and pop into the Odeon. Why? They're showing a viewing of loose women.
I watch it if it's on, probably.
Do you?
I wouldn't.
That's hilarious.
What's the alternative? What's the alternative?
Just anything else.
Oh, let's rotivate our garden. That's interesting watching, isn't it?
What are you talking... Mate, we live in a time of on demand. You can watch anything you want. You can go on the internet. You don't
point.
Have to watch anything. You can go out.
All
you're
right,
deciding
I like it.
To stay and watch loose
but
women.
I'm not deciding to stay in. I'm sitting at home. It comes on.
Live that...
And I just I can't be bothered to turn the channel over. Sometimes they have good guests, like Paul McKenna. He's on there a lot, isn't he? Oh, Joe Pasquale.
Mark, you coming out? No, I've just found out McKenna's on Loose Women. I can't believe it.
I prefer Des and Mel to Loose Women. Okay. That was great. I used to love it. But I was quite young. Sean, come on.
You were not meant to be the demographic for Loose Women or Des and Mel.
Why not Des and Mel?
Oh my God, it's for stay at home like mums or retired women.
Wow, is it?
Oh my God.
So anyway,
You've got an eclectic taste in entertainment. How can you watch Des and Mel, Loose Women and then WrestleMania?
Nothing wrong with that. That's good. Anyway, crap. We've got
I just remembered. I got you a gift.
What?
I didn't bring it. That was my jet lag kicking in. I'll give it to you on Filmish.
Okay, brilliant. I love that.
Because it's related to film. Filmish, by the way, is our other show that we do on Foodbar Radio, which is it's just like this, but about film, which is our passion.
And there's a new one on iTunes, so go and subscribe and rate.
We get some good reviews. People have been rating. Please carry on reviewing and rating this show and subscribing and all that stuff.
So it'll help other people.
We very much appreciate it.
So do you want to hear more about Ollie Mers?
He's
33, she's 47.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely fine. That's fine. Well, I mean, oh yes, I know it's unusual, but in celebrity world, these things all sort of...
Yeah,
all the rules go out the window,
don't they? She looks good for it, doesn't she, as well? She looks young, like she keeps fit.
Yeah, sure.
Apparently that's how they bonded. We've got time for one more.
What do you mean that's how they bonded?
That's what it says in here. That's how they bonded. He liked her Instagram photos, her fitnessy ones.
Oh, okay, fitnessy ones. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
And then apparently he got into shape... He got into shape at the end of last year.
He's always been in shape, hasn't he?
I don't know. And it says here that she really liked his new bod. I mean, there's no way that's... I don't know who they're getting this information from. Who says that?
Yeah.
Do you want one more little story? Or?
Well, I've got the headline from the Daily Mail.
What's that?
We should have a quick look at. I've started to read out the headlines from the Daily Mail. Shocking, actually.
Oh, is it?
Really bad.
Okay.
Big bold writing. Confirmed. Gaylords are real. This is the news that leftists now worshipping gay gods. Terrifying. Go on, carry on with the tabloids. Scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite bad.
Quite scary. Go on.
So there's a man, but this is quite funny. So a man absolutely loses his shit.
Yeah. If you say shit quieter, it's still a swear word.
Yeah. Do you want us to say shit on this?
I mean, you are allowed to swear on Foobar Radio, but I, for some reason, I prefer just trying to not swear.
Lose his cool, but doesn't sound
it. Losing his mind!
He lost his mind.
He lost his mind.
He saw red.
He saw red, very good.
He saw red when an ambulance...
He lost his temper.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
When an ambulance blocked his van in...
Okay.
Because they were attending something serious.
Yeah.
And he just... Absolute tirade of abuse, and someone filmed it, and now he's apologising...
Okay.
And I was just wondering, have you ever just sort of snapped and lost your temper and just let loose on someone?
Let loose on someone? What, like a member of the public?
Yeah, just absolutely.
I've had people lose their mind, their cool, lose their temper at me.
Does not surprise me.
Yeah. Well, it was once, apparently, I was in Tesco's when I lived in Brighton.
What?
Just doing a shop, and then
Were you well known at this point?
Was I what?
Like, well, had you been done TV?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd done a tiny bit. Oh,
okay.
And basically, a guy just jumped in front of me and started shouting at me about how I was obnoxious and arrogant and a bully. And I didn't know what was going on. And apparently, it was because a couple of years before...
What?
He was DJing in a night, and I must have been young and drunk. Well, I was young, and I was drunk, and I just made a joke about how DJs are pointless.
That can't be all you did.
Yeah, that is what I did.
No way. But I mean, that can't.
I wasn't very nice.
What did he do?
He was just shouting at me, like finger in
loads
my face.
Loads of people around.
Yeah, screaming at me. I probably deserve. I actually think I deserved it. I was really embarrassed. Yeah, because I just when I was younger, I never understood the point of DJs.
I don't understand like people it. There's just. Oh, I'm not going to get someone shouting at me now.
No,
it is pointless. It's just songs in a row.
Yeah, but you. But what I would do now is keep that opinion to myself, as opposed to say it to the person DJing.
Yeah,
probably didn't appreciate that.
No.
You're pointless.
Yeah.
It's probably something I said.
So was he like a cool DJ? Not like a...
No, he's middle-aged and he was screaming at me.
One of those party DJs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but they are pointless.
I was just in Tesco's. He was just shouting at me. It was really embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look, we've got to play a song now.
Yeah, what have we got this time?
But I want to hear, when we come back, if you've got a quick story, I want to hear it.
What about
you losing your call?
I don't really lose my call.
No.
I have a think.
Okay. So, song, then we're going to come back. We're going to find out the weather from Tanya Edwards. It's now time for the Maccabees, Something Like Happiness. Something Like Happiness by the Maccabees. There. Mark, did you think of anything that you'd lost?
You know what? I didn't even... I forgot what I was going
to say. I told you to think of something the last time you lost your temper.
Yeah, nah, not really.
I mean, I can think of someone that's lost their temper at you.
Who's lost their temper at me?
Me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
But when we were on tour, when we used to tour together, and Mark wouldn't drive through yellow lights at, like, 2 in the morning. What the... are you doing? Drive!
But I used to have to kind of direct myself.
Lee, what?
You
sat navs?
Yeah, but no, there was a time when we were in Scotland and we didn't have a sat nav. And I had to sort of know what the roads were. And you were just sitting in the back doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then shouting at me when I'd go the wrong way.
By the way, for listeners, there is a documentary on YouTube, isn't there?
Oh,
called
yeah.
One for the Road, which is me and Mark travelling the Highlands together.
It's still on the iPlayer till Christmas.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go. Check that out.
One for the Road.
Okay, so it's now time to speak to our guest, our lovely guest, Tanya Edwards, the comedian, who's coming onto the show to give us the weather. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How's it going?
It's very good, thank you. Mark, you just made it onto my safe list of drivers. That's exactly what I like to hear.
Oh, there you go.
At 2 in the morning, though.
Precisely. I hope you never broke 30 either.
No, I'm a very safe driver.
Excellent, excellent. So, what do you want from me? The weather report, where I am?
No, don't give them... No, we build up to that. That's like the crescendo of the show. Before you give us an exclusive on the weather, we want to know, have you... First of all, do you watch Loose Women?
No.
No? And you've got a kick... You must be enjoying the day.
I have a son right now. He's strapped to my chest and sleeping, actually.
So what do you watch?
Why would I be in? Just because I'm with him. I'm out, aren't I?
Oh, you're out and about.
Oh, right, yeah, sort of
always,
out and about.
Always out and about.
That's
good.
He's not allowed to watch TV either. Who the hell watches Loose Women? Does anyone?
No one.
Mark Jesus. Simmons watches it.
No, I don't.
He loves watching.
No, I do
he
not.
Does. He stays in.
No, I do he not stay in. Get lost. If I'm at home and my housemate has it on, I'll watch it.
Who's your housemate, your nan?
No.
What do you mean? Why is your housemate got Loose Women on?
Because she's studying at home and she's got it on in the background.
Oh,
and
God.
And I'll sit and watch it. But what's annoying is, I've just explained that, but if it gets made into a clip,
which it definitely is,
yeah, then I'm not going to be defending myself on it, and I'm just going to look like a loser.
Right? Okay. Look,
you are a loser, Mark.
Okay. What about Des and Mel? Did you watch Des and Mel?
No. What is that?
Do you know what Des and Mel is? It was about 10 years ago. Might have been a bit longer than that. It's just the same sort of thing, really. Same slot, same time slot. With Des O'Connor and Melanie Sykes.
No.
Okay, other things that we discussed on the show, Tanya. We're talking about tempers, people losing their temper at us or us losing our temper at someone else. Have you got anything?
No, I'm a repressed rage kind of person. I can express my repressed rage, though. I can let someone know I'm annoyed without losing my...
Oh, well, like in a passive-aggressive sort of way.
It's not passive-aggressive.
Just
you
aggressive.
Can see that I'm upset, but I'm not going to actually lose
satisfying.
My temper. My other half loves trying to wear me up.
Do you really not lose your temper? You don't lose your temper?
When he says that a lot, I can get annoyed. I can leave the room.
Oh, you leave the room. Oh. You can only really do that with your partner, though, or your husband. You can't...
You don't leave the room in an angry way, though. You can't do it on the tube.
You just... What's
but why
that?
Would you Sorry. Be angry on the tube?
There are thousands of...
There's loads of videos online about people losing their shit on the tube.
I don't like it. I don't like it in shops if you ask if they have something and they say they don't sell it when you know that they do.
Okay, and how do you react to that?
That happened about a week ago. I feel depressed.
What?
You get depressed?
it's annoying, but you can't be rude, can you?
No. Well, you can... Yeah, I mean, because I'm a bit jet-lagged and a bit irritable from the sort of on a long flight and sleeping pill, sort of come down from sleeping pill. And today when I bought the newspapers for the show, I asked for a bag. I specifically at the beginning said, I'll have a bag as well, please. And then at the end of the sort of purchase, when I went to pay, she went, oh, do you want a bag? And instead of just going, yes, please, I went, yeah, like I said.
That's not losing your temper, is it?
I didn't lose my temper, but it's like it is losing some sort of control, because normally you should
it's
just go.
Losing a bit of dignity.
Dignity? Do you think I lost dignity? I wouldn't have lost dignity though if I hadn't told you. If it was just between me and it was rude. Actually, I do feel bad. Is this my girlfriend thinks this is weird?
You have a girlfriend.
Yeah. That is weird.
That I'm going to buy everyone in my Tesco's Express a present for Christmas.
What? That is weird.
No, that would be creepy.
Oh, so I shouldn't do that.
What do you mean?
You're saying I'm creepy. You're saying I'm creepy. My producers are saying you are weird. But why is that weird?
I think it gets bleaker than a guy giving everyone in his local Tesco's.
They serve me all year round. They're really lovely.
They're looking for an invite for Christmas Day somewhere. Are you alone at Christmas? Is that what you're saying? You can always come to our house.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to do that now. I'll come round and then you'll just walk out of the room.
No, I won't. I'll just grind my teeth.
So what are you going to buy them in Tesco's?
I'll just get them all a bottle of wine or something.
Wow.
Oh, well, no one's going to complain about that.
No, but it's
still,
I think
you're
odd.
Weird, but that'll be happy.
Well, I just think I'm just
why
think I'm
Tesco
nice.
Express? Why are you stopping at Tesco Express? Why are you stopping at the kebab shop? And
I don't go to the kebab shop. That's why.
What about the gym?
Okay. Anyway, look, we've got to get the weather from the gym. Anyway, Tanya, we need the weather, please, and then we've got to go. Oh. I'm afraid it's been lovely having you, though.
Before that,
it's been
have
very
you got,
nice to be had.
Have you got anything going on that you want to tell anyone about?
Oh yeah, do you want to plug anything?
Oh no, just gigs. Just follow me on Twitter. I'm trying to get some Twitter followers without tweeting.
What's your handle? And then we've got to hear the weather.
At Tanya Edwards, Tanya with an I.
That was easy.
There you go. Okay, so where are you, and what is the weather there?
I am in Pimlico.
Oh wait! Sorry. Hold.
The weather.
There you go.
I am in Pimlico in London. It is grey.
Very nice.
After the slight breeze coming from the east or the west, it's about 10 degrees, I think. It's quite nice. It's like booze weather.
Do you live in Pimlico?
I used to. I've just sort of come back a lot now.
Oh my God.
I live in Highbury.
Pimlico, though, very nice.
I'm going to meet my mum at Victoria. That's what's happening today.
Oh, Victoria, love that.
Today is deteriorating after this.
Love Victoria.
It's peak.
There's got the quick train to Brighton. Anyway, that's it, really. That's a strange ending to the show, just talking about how I like Victoria Station. Tanya, thank you for coming on. Will you come back?
Thank you for having me. Yes.
Good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
There we go, Tanya
Lovely.
Edwards. Thank you
Lovely.
For coming. That was the weather. That's Newsish.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, rate, review, getting lots of 5 stars because you're so kind and lovely.
And come see my solo show.
No, right, okay, that's
at
it
Angel
now.
Comedy.
Thank you very much. No, Tanya's chosen a song, and
November.
That song is I'm Your Man by Leonard Cohen.
Tickets
to go
Angel
and show. Bang, you've been listening to the news.
The Bill Murray Pub.
I've been Sean Walsh, been joined by Mark Simmons
start.
As usual. Do not
Please
go
come,
and
10
see his show. Utter rubbish.
It'll be really good.
I've been running through these promises to you.